Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your co-host, Bo Mashanti, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by, and we're about to embark on another season of draft coverage, and today we have a fantastic young man, Caleb Johnson. He played at several schools. He finished his career at Miami. He was also at UCLA. I think he was also at JUCO level and spent some time at the Longhorns. So he's definitely made his rounds, but he wrapped things up in the ACC with the Hurricanes. He's currently out west. When we hang up, he's going to go watch the Chargers take on the Titans. And he's also going to be wrapping up that master's degree with some online courses as he prepares for the 2023 NFL Draft. Caleb, we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us. How's this afternoon treating you, my friend?
I appreciate you. I'm doing good. Just got out of church. Just about to head up to this game.
There you go. Hey, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll take care of your desires, and I think that's coming to fruition for you, Caleb, as you embark on this journey. Let me ask, a lifelong dream, I mean, from the get-go, was football your favorite sport, and did you always kind of want to have this in the back door, you could become a professional player someday?
Yeah, definitely. Since I was a kid, pretty much, my brother always played. I always wanted to be like him, but that's really how I started. I'm playing since I was, like, 6 years old. Definitely been a dream.
You and your brother competitive in terms of how much did he help push you to kind of the guy that you are today?
I wasn't really competitive, more like me just trying to be like him, you know what I mean? Like, I saw him go, he went to Sac State out of high school. I just saw him go D1 and just made me want to go D1, you know what I mean? And that's kind of how it started. But, yeah, he's been there supporting me from the beginning.
And 6 years, now that you can look back and say the college football's in the rearview mirror as you focus on the next level, did it take a little bit too long, or did it go by in a blink of an eye, or it was kind of somewhere in between?
Now that it's done, it feels like it kind of flew, you know what I mean? There was definitely points where I felt like real fast or real long, but now that it's kind of crazy to say, like, you know, I'm about to be training and everything, like that whole process is starting. It's still like, wow, you know. But I'm definitely more than ready. Been waiting for this.
Excellent. And once again, you're listening to the Caleb Johnson, the standout from Miami here on the C2P. If you've ever missed any of these shows in their entirety, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available. Caleb, I always ask the gentleman to come on the program, if we threw you in the film room, you're with these NFL teams, they're breaking down your tape, what do you think they're going to love about you? I like to say that these are your hallmark home run abilities. They're going to pop off the film, and they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster.
I think what they're going to see is it's physicality, speed, and really just getting in the ball. I think my best asset is my speed and my tackling. That's what you need at linebacker. You need somebody that's going to go get the ball, get it down. And then also my pass coverage. I think I bring some good assets to any team that I may join.
Excellent. And this is your show. We always like to spotlight everything that you bring to the table. What the teams need to know, Caleb, that they won't see on film? It could be a film junkie, weight room warrior, great in the community, team captain, maybe some of the systems that you played in couldn't allow you to showcase other skills. I don't know, but is there anything else that needs to be said to these teams if they're listening in?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm a very unselfish player. I mean, I'm a whatever room I get in, I'm a really encourage you guys around me as long as take their energy and we can uplift ourselves. You know what I mean? And also, I think I have a really great ability to be a pass rusher. On third down, I did at some schools like at UCLA, not as much as Miami, but I think I really bring that to the table.
Nice, nice. And going to the U, I mean, we know that, you know, there's been some linebacker U. I mean, there's been great ones. What was it like putting on that Hurricanes jersey for the first time? And how much do some of those legends of the game, you know, frequent campus, frequent practice, is that something that happens? And if it does, is that something just kind of propels you to even want to play harder?
Yeah, it was good, man. I just, you know, I wish the season were better, of course, but it was definitely different. It was meant a lot just seeing all the legends that have been in there, like, you know, Jason Taylor on the coaching staff, Ed Reed was there most of the time. Just being around guys like that all the time is really encouraging. You get a lot of insight from that, from those guys, just because they already, not only have they been at that level, they were, you know, they're Hall of Famers. They played at the highest level possible, so it was just great to learn and just be around that environment.
And I have to ask, all the Bruin fans out there are going to be yelling at me if I don't represent them. I mean, like, one of the greatest institutions in college football as well. What was it like being a Bruin and being in that same atmosphere?
Well, it was great, man. It definitely was special not being, you know, too far from home. That was real nice, you know, the whole family, everybody's coming every game. Just being around just UCLA, you know what I mean? Like, that's a household name for a lot of people down here, at least down in Southern California. But it was really good. It was really good.
Excellent. And how about this one, Caleb? What's it like being in the huddle with you? Do you bring the swagger? Are you the energizer? Are you the calmer guy? Are you the leader? Kind of take us what it's like when the 10 other guys are around you. Say it's 3rd and 6, the very important down. Kind of take us through the sequences of what we would expect to see you do.
3rd and 6, you know, when it's big moments like that in the game, like, I feel like, you know, of course, as a linebacker, I gotta emphasize the importance of the down. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta really get everyone going. Like, you know, some people might be gassed, might be a little tired, they might be driving. Like, third down, goal line, like, we gotta get it stopped. You know what I mean? I'm letting everybody know we gotta get it stopped. We gotta get off the field to really, you know, not jump off sides, but to really, really do it. You need to do what you can do. But that's what I try to tell my guys. Like, know what you can do. Like, make a play. You know what I mean? Show everybody who you are.
Are you chatty against the other team, or are you just kind of go about your business?
Man, I'll let the pads talk, man. I don't get into that too much.
I love it. Hey, you never know. Some guys like chatting. Some guys, like you said, they just let the pads talk and go about their business. And that's just the way it is. Every player is different, but nonetheless, it's fun to kind of pick up on different personalities that come on the program. So we talked real briefly before you went on the show that you're doing some online classes to wrap up your master's, and you're going to get the training. Where are you going to be training at, and what are some of the specifics that you kind of really want to improve on? I mean, we all know that you want to get bigger and stronger and faster, but what are some of the things that, you know, maybe you've gotten some feedback on that you have to improve, or at least teams want to see out of you?
Yeah, I'm gonna be training in Miami at Bomberitos, but I really
Pete does a fantastic job. I mean, you're going one of the elite institutions out there, so props to you. Go ahead.
That's what I heard, man. I'm excited to get started there. But really, I'm trying to emphasize just flexibility, just loosen up a little, and then just better technique or better feet. But obviously, I'm trying to get – I think I already got this past season I was able to put on the size and keep it. So that's not as much of a problem, but definitely speed over anything. Trying to – especially
yeah.
Because of testing, you know.
Pete Bomberitos, Bomberitos Performance, you folks that are familiar with the industry,
know that that crew down there in Miami are some of the best that you're going to work with. And I can tell you this much. I'm going to text you in probably a month. I'm going to ask you how many times you're looking in the mirror, seeing the definition and the change of your body. You're going to probably tell me that it's as physically fit as you are now, Caleb. You're going to look twice as nice when they get done really carving you out for this upcoming draft process. You know, you mentioned the football game. You're going to the Chargers-Titans game today. Absent of football, how else do you like spending time, Caleb? What are some of the hobbies? What are some of your interests in life that don't include the gridiron and the game of football that we love?
I like movies a lot, like more than like, you know, like I'm the person paying attention to like every word. Like it bothers me if somebody's on their phone type person, but I like movies a lot. And then I like just hanging out with friends, get on the game. I like traveling. I wish, you know, with season everything, I only so many points in a year you can, but I like traveling. Like I really want to see most of the world while I'm young. You know what I mean? And also just I'm a pretty big food dude. Like I love trying new food, different spots, different things.
I'm glad, you know, we share that same aspect. I do. I like seeing new things and food, delicious food. Could be anything. Definitely something as well. And I want to give you a shout out on your page here for the Hurricanes. And for folks out there, are your shirts and everything still available? Because I know you got the Caleb hoodie, you got the Caleb's T-shirts, the Caleb's T-shirt
for
women. So tell those folks about how to get everything and give you a little plug here.
Oh, yeah, you go on either Fanatics and then just go to the Hurricanes and you just look me up, look at my number. Also, my link is in on my Instagram. So my Instagram is Caleb Johnson, just at Caleb Johnson. And so, yeah, go and get that.
Awesome. Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, before we wrap things up, we'd like to have a little fun. We call it three and out. A few lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. We always like to ask this question. Coaching staffs, it could have been anywhere you were. One specific coach, Caleb. What coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice, an absolute no-no when you went on that practice field?
Let me think. Coach Don Pelham, UCLA, he had this really, really disciplined. So one thing that was big is before we go out, first off, linebackers have to be first on the field, you know what I mean? Last off the field. Before we go out, we do some, just like some drills or going over whatever game plan we have this week or that week, and we'd have to have our helmets lined up right next to each other, right on the line, right behind the line, looking real neat. And if one was out of order, everything, he'd always go off about that. Like every play, it could be like just slightly over the line or like a little crooked. He's gonna stop us, whatever we're doing. So I was something that was big. It was also kind of funny, but yeah.
That is excellent. Hey, Caleb, the fun part about that question and why we use it is you would think there would be one common theme, like it's something simple, but there's that's new. It's just there's always something a coach is very, very distinctive about. And as you mentioned, you know, hats on the line and or you're going to, you know, catch some hell. How about this one? Are you a fashion guy? Do you care about how you look when you go out? Are you definitely making it a purpose when you look in the mirror before you walk out the door that you look good?
I am to a certain degree. Like, I'm going to have fun, nice, you know what I mean? But I'm not, like, I'm definitely not over the top like some of these guys are, man. Like, I don't need everything designer or anything like that. But, like, I'm going to be looking good, though, but to a certain point, like, I'll never be, like, spending – my fit is $4,000. I can't.
Excellent. And then the final one, as we approach this 2023 NFL draft and you await to hear your name come off the board, I assume you're going to be surrounded by dear family and friends. That said, Caleb, who's the best cook in your family and what would you like that person to have prepared specifically to celebrate you in this next journey into professional football?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Because my mom, both my mom and my dad make some really good meals.
If mom and dad are in a 7-game series, who wins the series and how many games in a cooking contest?
7-game series is probably definitely my mom. Definitely my mom. My dad, he got a couple really good dishes, but like his bag's not too deep. You know what I mean? definitely my mom, man. She can make, I don't even know. She can make one of many things, man. Pork chops, so many things. That's probably my favorite thing she makes.
Excellent. Well, mom and pops are both on the clock now as you get prepared for this next level. Safe travels back to the east side of the country, and best to you as you begin your training at Bomberito's Performance. And, Caleb, again, appreciate your time. Stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my friend.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you taking the time to have me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Caleb Johnson, the standout Hurricane linebacker, joining us here on the C2P. And if you want more of him, as you know, iTunes, Apple, Stitcher, anywhere where you listen to your pods, you can find out more about this Hurricane stud as he prepares for the 2023 NFL Draft.
This has been a C2P exclusive.